UAW workers and retirees held a rally in Kenosha to express their outrage at the taxpayer bailouts given to corporations and the huge taxpayer-funded bonuses given to corporate executives who, they say, created what they call a house of cards economy. Glenn Stark, the president of UAW Local 72, which represents the workers at the Kenosha Chrysler plant, was quick to point out the difference in the bailout of AIG and other financial institutions and the government money received by the automakers.
It wasn't a bailout for Chrysler, GM. It was a loan. The standalone plan that Chrysler submitted to the government is to be able to be paying back these loans by 2012. AIG, Citibank, and all of these people, these are not loans. These are just giving people free money.
Vern Fisher, a Chrysler employee, said that the argument being made that the controversial bonuses that were paid to many AIG employees had to be paid because of a contract was a bit dubious.
When you read in the paper and hear in the news how these financial analysts tell us that these executives were going to have to get the bonuses because they have a contract. While this is all going on, we're being forced by the government to reopen our contract and then give concessions to keep the auto industry going.
As a symbolic gesture, a number of UAW workers tore up a giant blank check made out to corporate America. In the memo line, a bonus for running your company into the ground. It was signed by America's working families. More layoffs begin at the Kenosha plant on Monday. In Kenosha, I'm Dave McGrath, Wisconsin Public Radio.